As a marketing strategy expert, choosing the best locations to advertise air purifiers involves analyzing several factors, including air quality, population density, income levels, and health consciousness. Here are five strategic locations across the U.S.: 1. Los Angeles, California, Silver Lake. Why? Los Angeles is notorious for its smog and poor air quality, which makes it an ideal market for air purifiers. Silver Lake is a trendy, high-income neighborhood with a population that is both health-conscious and environmentally aware. The residents are more likely to invest in products that improve indoor air quality. 2. Houston, Texas, The Woodlands. Why? Houston has significant industrial activity contributing to air pollution. The Woodlands is an affluent suburban community with families that prioritize health and wellness. Given the area's propensity for high pollen counts and humidity, air purifiers can be marketed as essential for maintaining a healthy home environment. 3. New York City, New York, Upper West Side. Why? New York City's dense population and high levels of pollution make it a prime market for air purifiers. The Upper West Side is known for its affluent, educated residents who are likely to be concerned about air quality, especially in older, less ventilated apartment buildings. 4. Denver, Colorado, Highlands. Why? Denver's elevation contributes to a unique air quality issue, with a mix of pollution and higher UV exposure. The Highlands neighborhood is popular among young professionals and families who are generally more health-conscious and interested in maintaining a clean indoor environment, making it an excellent market for air purifiers. 5. Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale. Why? Phoenix is known for its dry, dusty climate, which can exacerbate respiratory issues. Scottsdale is a high-income area with residents who often prioritize home improvement and health-related purchases. Advertising air purifiers here can appeal to those looking to mitigate the effects of dust and allergens in their homes. These locations were selected based on factors such as air quality challenges, demographic profiles, and the likelihood of residents investing in air quality improvements.